Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in to this service.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
But if you were looking for something from the Lord,
you
came to the right place.
Amen.
If you in the sanctuary came here looking for something from the Lord, you have come to the right place.
Yes.
Your Lord was supporting you. You have joined the Sunday International Victory Service of the Father's House, Renew Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, from the first through the sixth verse.
Thank you.
And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the Father's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the Father's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheel.
Oh.
And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. For I hope, say, see, we pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I want you to get out of your seat and go tell somebody that you love with the love of the Lord. At the very least, give him a fist bump.
All right.
See, you don't mess around.
Thank
you.
You
come to church. There ain't no show up in hell.
Amen.
You come to learn. You come to know more of the Lord. You come to look here. You come to learn more about God than you did yesterday. You don't have to compare yourself with nobody but yourself and the Word of God.
Yes.
So if you were in the same place you were 5 years ago, you're doing something wrong. If you in the same place you were a year ago, you're doing something wrong.
Amen.
God is in the blessing business.
Yes, he is.
But he's moving down the road.
Yes.
Now you can either keep up with him or be left behind. I don't want to be left behind.
Amen.
One more. I'm going to have to give him two books for this one.
All right.
Who knows the addresses of the Roman road. You have to quote the scripture. Just
Romans
give me the
10, 9, and
10. What is it?
Romans 10, 9, and 10.
Oh, that's just one. That's the
John 3:16.
No. We're talking about the Roman road. Anybody else want to try that one?
They're all in Romans.
Y'all, that's why they call it the Roman road.
Well, you got one. It's pretty good.
You got one, Joe. That's a good one. That's a great one that you got. But that's only one. Okay. So we won't belittle the what? We just got what we want. Romans 3:10, Romans 3:23, Romans 5:8, Romans 6:23, Romans 10:9-10, and Romans 10:13. That's the Roman road. You can lead anybody to Christ. Take them down that Roman road.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It
took me 50 years to find out what the Roman road was, because everybody kept talking about it. Nobody told me where it was or what it was. You can't say you hadn't heard.
Amen.
Yes. Anybody taking notes up in here?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I didn't bring no composition notebook or pens or pencil or paper. Anybody got a composition notebook up in here?
Yes.
All those that got a composition notebook up in here, come on up here. Let me give you something. give me a composition. So who got a composition notebook?
I
did. Who got a composition notebook? Don't be passing along to everybody. Which one you want? Okay. Anybody? Huh? You got a composition notebook?
Want that?
Yeah.
No.
We got one in the we asked for proof. Where's
book
that
you are? Yeah, where's the composition notebook? Bring the book up here. Okay. Now, one last thing.
Okay.
Now, I want to ask another question. Oh, is that the one you want? Is that that's okay? Okay. Now, I want to see a count your hands. How many brought your Bible with you today?
Eight people.
8 people with Bible. Okay, how many people didn't bring the Bible?
Is that mine?
Yes. 9 people. Give those 9 people one of those books. Look, when you go to school, you come what?
Prepared.
This ain't no show. Now, you want a show, you go downtown. What is that? The Marriott? The Marriott? The Horseshoe? Whatever. We're serious about learning more of God. See, y'all folks that ain't serious, don't bring your Bible with you. Only open it up on Easter or Christmas. You ain't serious? Don't worry about getting up in the morning and praying and glorifying God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You will receive a blessing from the Lord because he reigns in the justice and the undead. But those who come prepared, God will turn into the blessing. In other words, you will be a fulfillment center. You will be, people look for miracles. You're going to go be the miracle. You are a fulfillment center.
Yes.
You come prepared.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm messing up because I'm not the speaker today. We got Pastor Peter working real hard here. And she hasn't even done. The house seen a success, hasn't it?
Nope.
Now, whose fault is that? I heard somebody say George. Who said that?
Brother,
you get a book too. Come on, who said that? And whoever said that, come on, I think get another book.
She called me. She called me.
I love the truth, but that's the free. Come on now. Take it over. Ain't no saving my game. My game is Jesus. Hallelujah. He's on first. I preached to family the other day. Who's on first?
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. What else did he say?
Hallelujah.
At this time, the next voice you will hear be none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue-talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, Pastor Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, everybody have a Bible? You want to run down and get the Bibles ready? Get the composition notebooks ready, a pencil, a paper, pencil, ink pen, hallelujah, highlighters, however, whatever you want to take notes with, hallelujah, and pick out your communion elements. Get your communion elements ready. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Don't forget to, hallelujah, to pull up our ministry website. Hallelujah. When you get a chance. Hallelujah. That is RYMMI.org. And see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. And also, visit our GoFundMe page. Renewing Your Mind Ministry.
Yes.
International.
Yes.
And we also have a new test app that is $PTH. It stands for the Project Talk 2023.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you sow unto the Lord, name your seed.
Yes.
And sow according to the harvest that you want.
Amen.
You have a need, sow a seed. Hallelujah. We thank God for the first and second Sunday of the month is the Project Talk Challenge. And our next challenge is knowing the family confession.
Amen.
Daily confession, knowing it by heart. All the scriptures, everything, knowing it by heart. And you know the reward, what the reward is. Hallelujah.
We don't
have to know what the confession is. Hallelujah. And then on the first and second Sunday is the Pastor's Corner, your team. The third Sunday of the month, it's the birthday corner, where we honor the birthdays of the people in the congregation. And lately, we're also honoring their family members. Hallelujah. The gifts and cards. Hallelujah. The third Sunday of the month, we have the first, second, and third Sunday, we have our Good News Youth Club, where the young people are being taught the word of God. Hallelujah. By all the TV. Hallelujah. The children in one room learning the word, the adults in another room learning the word of God. We need our children covered by the word, covered by the blood of Jesus, and we need them to bring the word of God down in them too. Hallelujah. Then on the fourth Sunday, when we have a guest speaker coming in, or we have a special speaker, the children are able to have a presentation during that service, sharing with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. They're able to quote scriptures and sing songs and even present gifts to the congregation that they're made in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. That fourth Sunday is also when we have a free fellowship dinner. Today is our fourth Sunday.
Hallelujah.
And we're having our guest speaker. He's a guest speaker, but we're in his church today. We came to his church. Hallelujah. The Bible was Fellowship dinner.
Okay.
Hallelujah. But today is also the Sunday that we are having an appreciation service for Dr. Burton.
All right.
Hallelujah. Give him his flowers while he gets to know him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If he's ever spoke a word to your life, he's giving you encouragement. Hallelujah. Come on and let him know that you appreciate him. Hallelujah. We'll be going after the message has gone forth. Hallelujah. So you still have time to get here. Hallelujah. 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 We have our prayer line every morning at 7 p.m., 7 a.m. 7 a.m. every morning. So set your alarm 5 minutes prior to the time. 7 a.m. every morning. And then 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening, we have Institute of Biblical Learning. On Wednesday, 7 p.m., we have our midweek visiting service, the second Sunday of the month. We have our men's and women's fellowship.
Yes.
From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship. And then 7:50 until 8:30 is the women's fellowship.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You may not know what the topic will be, but it will always be scripture-based.
That's right.
And it will always bless your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And on Sundays at 3, that's when we have our international victory ceremony.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just say Wednesday, our Wednesday service.
Yes.
Okay. Wednesday is our midweek victory service. And then Sunday, that's when we have our international. So therefore, you can be traveling, even to Madagascar, Africa. You can still tune in. You can still hear. Hallelujah. We have heard all over the world. And we can thank God for the word of God going out, for the miracles and blessings that is being wrought through the word of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's doing and he's going to do. We thank God for our new edifice. We thank God for the classroom, the beautiful kitchen and beautiful child care room. We thank God for the child care room having his own private entrance.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done and he's doing and he's going to do. Hallelujah. We thank God for the washing station, the shower station, for the homeless in northeast, southwest of Baltimore City. Hallelujah. We thank God for his adding on to the church through our homeless ministry. We thank God for everyone and all the families we can able to feed and clothe and get blessed. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done and he's doing and he's going to do. Continue to do this ministry. Hallelujah. And we also have we brought also our jar penny for Uganda. If you can drop your change in, your penny.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell and building a hospital in Uganda. So please keep her and her team in prayer as they travel the airways to Uganda, doing a mighty work for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank
you. Oh, yes, well, we will be able to call again. After the next election, the force you will, first of all, thank you, Pastor. The Father God, we thank you for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestion on this afternoon.
Amen.
At this time, after this next election, the voice you will hear will be that of Elder standing for the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah.
Disciple, and no one can tell.
Something beautiful. So that is from a T, S,
do right now. Okay, T is for don't take it if it's not true.
Okay.
S, don't say it if it's not the truth. And T, don't do it if it's not right.
Amen.
S, T. And say it after me. Don't take it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Let's give him another hand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements of Jesus. In the text on today, the word of the Lord says, to them and your neighbor,
yourself,
your mother, your father, your brother, your neighbor, examine yourself. And we do that in the light of the word of God. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon us. And with his stripes, we are healed. So we'll see come on in the circle. Thank you, Lord. First Peter 2:24 says, with his stripes, we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, but God is setting up us, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed out sins of his own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28. We have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through that blood that our sins are forgiven. I don't care how dark and how black they are. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Push it, keep. There is room at the cross for everyone. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The word of the Lord shall come. In that same text. The he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. For this cause many a weak and sickly among you and many sleep. Baruch shall I go nigh. Bless thee, God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord.
Yes, thank you.
Therefore we eat and drink blessings to ourselves. Strength to ourselves. Healing to ourselves. Life to ourselves.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life and death.
Yes.
Blessings and curses.
Yes.
Choose life that you and your children shall live.
Yes.
Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Yes. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Numbers 23:19. God said, I'm not a man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I should repent. But everything I've said, everything I've spoken out of my mouth, I shall perform it.
Yes.
The verse 16, number
one. Thank you, God.
Isaiah 53:5.
Hallelujah.
No, that's not mine.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 55:11. His word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper. And which it was said. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
One thing he put above himself is his word. Psalms 138:2 says, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
He took the bread.
Thank you.
Baba, with your head. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again. And he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Take Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3. Declaring that he wants to heal us everywhere we hurt. Oh, mother, 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 mother. Right now, Lord. Heal right now, Lord. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, healing every area of our lives, spiritually, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. Crush your cardiovascular system, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the muscular skeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the toes of our feet, from inside our bodies. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural miracles right now in Jesus' name. All over the world right now. Cancer dissolving. Humans disappear. Blood of blood. High blood pressure coming to normal. Glucose levels coming to normal. Rheumatism and arthritis disappearing. New knees, new kidneys. New springs, new gallbladders, new lungs, new heart. Check out of the world of blood. Blood-borne pathogenic diseases disappear. In the name of Jesus.
Only you can do it. Only you can do it, Jesus. Only you can do it, Jesus.
Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. But then another verse 15. 1 John 1:12-13.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
But then another verse 15. Galatians 3:26. We are your children.
Yes, thank you.
You tell God, I am your child.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said the healing was the bread of the children.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your healing,
Francis. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup.
Yes.
But I don't know what you did today. And when he had given thanks, he said, thank you again, Lord.
Thank you.
He declared, this is a new testament in my blood.
Yes. Yes.
This is my new promises. My new gift I'm giving to you.
Thank you.
And I'm running in my blood. Hallelujah. So, hey, let's drink together in Jesus' name. But other more shut down on the we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our hearts. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:20. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:20. God, you said, God, you said to bring me into remembrance that we may plead together. And that you may be justified. And we're justified by the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we boldly say what God says. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We boldly say. We boldly say what you said, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you
said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. Come on,
thank you.
And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall ever take care of. When I see the blood, they may come knocking at your door, but they will overtake you. Because I got a king of the blood. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. It's a pleasure, the Lord. Already covered our families, our loved ones, our homes, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our mistakes and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, our dust.
Yes, yes.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we tweak, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land,
hallelujah.
As we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, power, the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of my life, in the we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus already definitely annihilate, eradicate, discombobulate, nullify, brings to naught, make to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every felony, every death thing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every felony, every death thing. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, untied, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We remember you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes,
Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today.
Thank you.
And because of who we are,
yes,
and whose we are,
yes,
and what we are,
yes. Yes.
We boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus family, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27-28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of God, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual intimacy. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're five-fold ministry kids. We're gifted from the spirit. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're talented. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and to set us forward before the presence of his glory. Be glory, majesty, and power. Now and forever in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Well, okay,
thank
you,
Jesus.
Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Got to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Let's check over with your people. If you can understand that.
Hallelujah.
All right. What time is it?
Time for worship.
Well, bless God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I take pleasure.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am honored.
Yes. Yes.
I am completely overwhelmed.
Yes.
To introduce a mighty man of valor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who shapes the name of God, full of integrity and truth, a mighty thinker in Jesus' name.
Yes.
A warrior of the word.
Amen.
A guardian of the ark. Someone who I've known for years.
Thank you, Jesus.
A student of the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
A scholar of the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, none other than my friend,
Hallelujah.
My bonus brother.
Hallelujah.
My, I don't know what else to say. He's just an all-round blessed, anointed, gifted man of God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us give a great hand.
Thank you, Jesus.
And an amen for Pastor Lewis Wright.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Bless
the
Lord. Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. This is the ministry of the Pilot House. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Every day was the time
that
I need to educate people about the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 3:5-6.
don't know today who to trust, but trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
With all your heart.
Amen.
And lean back in your own
understanding.
But in all your ways,
acknowledge him.
He
says,
he'll direct your path.
Amen.
Yeah.
how you got in this trouble, how you have this mess going on, why is stuff going like the way it is. But as long as you keep your mind and eyes focused on God,
Psalm 91
says,
yeah,
it's going on right now. That's why you want to trust in the Lord for justice. You have a 45 or 32 or whatever on your way plan. That's all it is. But trusting in God and trusting in His Word, praise God.
Yes.
We will be bold. We don't have to be
yes. Amen. Amen.
We got to call it down to bring us a bill and call whoever else you call to bring you something. People are scared to go out the door. Not a child of God. You don't have to be
saved. Thank you.
You don't have to be saved.
Thank you.
Listen, only with my eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
Hallelujah.
You want to dwell in the secret place
yes.
of the whole time.
Yes.
You want to honor God. That's why before you go out the door, pray.
Amen.
Right. That's right. That's
Amen.
Right. That's right.
Right. You open up your uncle. When it's raining outside, you just open up the uncle.
That's right.
And go where you got to go.
That's right.
That's what you want to do.
That's
have
right.
That word.
That's right.
Pray. Pray. The Lord, you said, that He
right.
had dwelling in the secret place of the Most High.
Right.
So you
right. Right.
Under the yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because thou has made the Lord, thank you. Thou has made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, and I have taken their temper. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come.
My God.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Glory. Yeah. I mean, how many of us would hold up in the house if to go out, to go to work or go to work or whatever when they COVID-19 to the God?
Yeah.
The devil was right there. And he said, oh, you know, you're
hungry.
40 days, you didn't have any on the hill. What did he say?
Faint, and
fall. But they said, wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. They renew their strength. They shall mount up as we wait and and they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk.
He said nothing.
Hallelujah. Very true. You know, they're thinking is widespread depression and the suicide rate is getting higher and higher. A lot of people need to say, you know what, I'm just going to get check on out of here. You're going from bad to worse. You're going from bad to worse. You've been knocked on one side, knocked on the other side. Your roof got a hole in it. There's a hole in the basement, and the electricity is not working. And your car doesn't stop working, and all these things are happening. Bills are all as tall as you are that's coming in the house. How do you hang in there? How do you? You got to stay tough. You got to be running.
Yes.
Hand it to the Lord. Say,
amen.
I'll put it over your hand.
Jesus.
Amen.
That's it. You have to.
You just wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And shall we renew their strength and they shall, you know, and so forth and so forth.
Thank you, Jesus.
You all remember the story of Job?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Familiar with Job?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Could you even imagine suffering with Job? And one day, all his children, not one, not two, not all his children,
that's right.
The seventh day. And the servant came and said, Master said, I'll collect all these children. And then another servant came in and said, Master said, Marauder came in and took your cattle, took your sheep, and took, you know, all the things that he had. And it was just one thing after another.
Yes.
One thing after another. One thing. But what did Job do? He was calling on God.
That's right.
He was up to God, you know, what's going on here? What's happening here? He was trying to get to God. He wanted to hear from God. Why is this happening?
Jesus.
And, you know, and now when you're out, so to speak, a lot of times, instead of somebody coming on and giving you a smile and trying to help you out and assist you with the situation and all that game, they say, oh, yeah, I guess you didn't go in war because you don't going. If you don't have no gas, they call me. Now, talk about the electric. electric cars now. He might have been short, but I'm talking about
dead
cars.
You're not going to be.
Amen. But all I'm saying is God is the one that's jumping on. God is the one that provides us.
Thank you.
God is the one that's able to provide.
That's right. That's right.
And thank you. Just like now you get a lot of people just get free food. You don't even have to work. There's enough free food out here on the street.
Thank you.
I don't mean like on the corner. I'm talking about churches,
programs,
all kinds of stuff. Nobody has to be skinny as a bone and say, I really don't need to eat. No, there's so much food out here.
It is.
I'm thinking the context. Nobody can say, I've been gone 2 days and I ain't had no food. Always there. Remember this verse, John 3:16, y'all fight in faith.
God so loved the world that he gave the world only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have
everlasting life. Give that to anybody that you know the culture, that's downtrodden, and just feel miserable. We hear somebody say, I want to kill myself. Why? Why would you do that? God loves you. God wants to turn your life around.
That's right.
To turn your life around. You're not crazy. Things based on race, color, and anything else. It's just a matter of you making a change. Amen.
Amen.
You got to make a change.
Hallelujah.
Nobody says a peel out of the pig pen and wash it and bathe it and clean up the perfume water, put a bowl around it and everything, and then you let her go. Where is it going?
Right back to the pig pen.
Right back to the pig pen.
Amen.
But you don't have to do that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
If you just put your faith, your hope,
and
confidence in God,
thank you, man.
God will elevate you.
Yes. Thank you.
You will see the love that he has.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you.
And that TSD thing again, that gives you, no, in other words, the point I'm making with that is, you can't fool God.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Do the right thing. I'm trying. God knows you just had it out.
I know. Can't wait. Now.
You got to be clear.
Okay.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And if you do that, God is going to your side.
Thank you.
God will bless you.
Thank God.
And God will turn your situation around.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We just thank God for the want you to encourage you to go to pictures and as well as many as you can get from the front cover to the back cover.
Amen.
Oh, God. Amen. Amen. We just thank you for the service today, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
I really admire what you're doing to educate.